Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiteley. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah!
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on, because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy a beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber, patent hollow metal core, creates significant rifle spin while reducing side spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BULLZI sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and
yakety yak!
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk!
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're gonna feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bullseye Sports. Grab fashion by the horns. Grant Rods, photo ball marker, McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. UFO Tour Golf, design something special today, whether it be a golf bag or an accessory. Ready, put, clean it, and sink it. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Good morning, everybody. I'm Big John Vick, the golf father, Bill Cuevas. You can connect with us on the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald, Instagram. You can subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk on iTunes, and we are available on the Google Play Music Store. Our website is www.biggsgolftalk.com, BIGGS golftalk.com. Hope everybody is having a great week. Oh, I'm so excited because Monday starts the week of the Masters. This is my favorite time of the year. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Biggs.
How's your week been, my friend?
So far, so good. I made it through. I woke up this morning, so it's a great day, brother. Great week.
Absolutely. Today on the program, we're going to have Encore Golf to talk about the new release of the golf ball, the Elixir. And your product of the week has returned here on Biggs Golf Talk. Billy and I will have a product of the week in the last segment of the show as we tee it up here on 16, 17, and 18. And your golf life report as we make the turn here on Biggs Golf Talk. So it's a big, big show, and it's a great, another great show for you here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Billy, got any golf in this week?
Of course. You know, is that even a question? Come on.
I've been wondering all week long, do I live in Seattle or do I live in Wisconsin? Because we have not seen a bit of sunshine this whole week here in Wisconsin. Not where I live. It's all been cloudy. It's all been gloomy. It's all been wet. Haven't been able to get out and golf. Haven't been able to umpire baseball games. My season officially started on March 17th. Well, we're at April 1st right now, and I have yet to frickin' umpire a baseball game.
Wow. That's rough.
That is rough.
I have the total opposite problem here.
Yeah.
It's like I have nothing but sunshine, so it forces me to go outside and enjoy the weather and breathe and golf more and stuff like that. So, yeah, I have the total opposite problem you got.
And I just want to say congratulations to my son. He made the high school golf team, had tryouts, and made the golf team. And he's playing a driver courtesy of a good friend of mine. I won't mention any names, but the Air Force One driver. And, boy, is he bombing that driver. And you know what? He never wanted to use a driver because he wasn't doing all that well. But, boy, he got his hands on an Air Force One by Powerbilt, and he just loves the hell out of that driver.
Awesome. He's good. Very good. See, all it takes is the right equipment.
That's right. You know what? Half of that is confidence, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think once he got a hit off of that thing and heard the sound of it, I mean, it was like, wow, I like this, Dad. And he had confidence. He had confidence that he could hit that club, you know?
Good.
And
I think that's
90% of, you know, the whole idea. You give confidence when you want to hit your shots. That's where the shots come in at.
Absolutely.
So, hey, we have a big news segment, so let's get right to our news segment. Our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. They're the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full line of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as we know it. To complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like me and Bill the Golf Father Cuevas and other golfers around the world. Hey, listen, they are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, in golf knickers. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your knickers today at checkout at golfknickers.com. Billy, the first news story I want to talk about, and actually this is actually breaking news because this is fresh off the wire. TaylorMade Golf Company will begin the process of separating from Adidas Group beginning on, as a matter of fact, just started this Friday, on the path to becoming two distinct companies. President and CEO of TaylorMade Golf Company made the announcement to their employees in a video this past Thursday night. According to sources who viewed the announcement, the formal separation of the company begins March 31st, which was yesterday. Both phases should take approximately 90 days to complete, and the process formally wrapping up by October the 1st. There's much that remains unclear about this separation. First and foremost, if TaylorMade has a new owner, and if so, what are the new owner's plans for this company? And the story was brought to us by thegolfnewsnet.com. Now, under the separation, Adidas Golf will remain in California. Organizationally speaking, the Adidas Group will fall under the sporting group within Adidas Group, likely leading to even more integration and collaboration between other sporting units like soccer and basketball. Interesting story there, Billy, and breaking news, too. I mean, we all knew that TaylorMade Adidas was, you know, up for sale, and there was rumors that Tiger Woods was going to be, you know, in the process of purchasing the company, but now they're splitting.
Yeah, and they signed a lot of people. You know, they got Tiger, they got, you know, Dustin Johnson, the, you know, number one ranked golfer. I mean, he just finished winning last week, took off this week, so he could be at the Masters. He's a favorite coming up. So, I mean, who knows? And if you're going to split, I'm thinking the split's going to be a good thing for them because they're protecting Adidas, but TaylorMade's been making a big push of, as of late, you know, with Dustin Johnson and with Sergio, so and you got Jason Day. So they still have, you know, their stables full, and I don't think they would do something like Nike just disappear.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I it's going to be tough to see what happens and how it goes.
Yep, absolutely. Be interested in seeing. We'll follow that story, and if their new buyers do come up and, mm-hmm. you know, new owners, we'll definitely announce it here on Biggs Golf Talk. Our next news story is, well, somebody just might be standing up to the bully itself. We all know how AshyNet has taken down independent ball companies out there, and some good friends of this show, too, as well, put them out of business. They tried to do the same to Costco, and Costco says, yeah, well, watch this. 2 weeks ago, they filed for a judgment against AshyNet Holdings, which owns Titleist, related to Costco's sale of the golf ball of its Kirkland signature brand. Now, for those that don't know, Costco was priced and put their name on it, called Kirkland, and the balls were just incredible. A lot of great reviews of the golf ball. People were playing on them and buying them off the shelves. Now, into deeper investigation, and a lot of people have found out that Costco bought from a manufacturer overrun golf balls that were not good enough to make the market under another name. So therefore, Costco says, okay, they probably bought the golf ball maybe, I don't know, 40 cents on the dollar, right? And put their name on it and sold it. Costco says they did nothing wrong, and AshyNet says, yes, you did. And now we have two large companies. No one. This is not an independent indie golf company, Billy. This is Costco's a pretty big brand, and you know what? They're flexing their muscles.
Yeah. Well, we could all flex muscles, but right now the fact that they bought overstock golf balls, and I mean, there's still a lot. I mean, we got to look at it. Yeah, we're looking, okay, you know, two big companies, you know, instead of a Goliath against, you know, David. But I don't know, because, you know, AshyNet holds a lot of patents. And depending, we've seen it before, you know, with some of the people that used to have, you know, some of the friends that used to have golf ball companies and stuff like that. It's unfortunate, you know, that they did shut down, but you know, when you have a manufacturer overseas that's, you know, didn't follow the rules and didn't allegedly infringe on other patents and stuff like that, it's difficult. But I don't know right now. You just don't know. I can't see. They know who they're going up against. So it's not like they're going up against a little guy and sending a cease and desist letter and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. And I don't think Titleist will go in it unless they knew that they were going to win it. You know what I mean? I don't know if they were flexing muscles or are they really going to prove their point. And I guess it's up to the court to decide who's right, who's wrong. And I think there was a lot of what they were saying about the actual ball that they had issues with as well.
Well, I guess the allegations has engaged in false advertising and infringement. And in the complaint itself, Costco says that the suit is necessary because AshyNet has accused it of patent infringement and false advertising, and they feel they haven't done either. So it'll be interesting. And you know what? My thought about this is, hey, you know what? I guess you can't go after a manufacturer in China because they're in China, right?
Yeah.
It's a no-win situation. You can't win that fight. So you have to go over after the people that buy the balls from this manufacturer. And that's,
exactly, yeah.
You know.
And now with Costco going and buying overruns of the product, and we sort of kind of get a hint of whose golf balls they were allegedly.
Yeah.
And you try to figure out if their secondhand golf balls, they didn't make the alleged, they had minor imperfections and blah, 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 and everything else. But when that golf ball was tested, and we know it was tested thoroughly by, you know, other people, they didn't find those flaws. There was nothing wrong with the balls, and the balls were consistent.
And performance was right.
Yeah. So how do you buy a ball that's slightly imperfect when they're not finding any imperfections in the golf ball. So
now one thing I'm wondering, Billy, has anybody taken the Kirkland ball and a Titleist ball? Has anybody decided to open it up and see if it is the same core? It is the same.
It's not. One of the other companies did do it. I saw it online. I forgot which one, so I don't want to quote, you know, mistakenly, but one of them actually cut the balls open and they gave a raving review to the Kirkland ball with the performance, the cutting and everything and the legitimacy behind it. But is it a Kirkland ball or is it somebody else's ball?
So is Ashinet's argument, and I'm thinking maybe it's more of the design and dimple design and more of the cover, not what's inside the ball, but what's outside the ball that they're arguing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because the inside of the ball was different. And then, of course, you know, we got the new Pro Vs that are out and stuff like that. Did they test it against the older Pro Vs? Did they test it against the new ones? I don't think Titleist would just want to flex muscle when they knew who they were going against. And you know, a lot of these big companies, they go and they buy this overabundance of extra goods. And like you said, pennies on the dollar. And so they could afford to sell those balls at $15. Is anybody going to touch it now? We don't know. We know that they want to have the balls, but are they going to have those balls? Are they going to be the same balls that everybody's been buying? Are they just going to be overruns?
Well, no, I promise you this. I mean, that's a thing, too. If they're overruns, will they be the same overruns?
Exactly, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think they bought all the stock of those overruns, so if you want to go with that same ball, you have to have that manufacturer the ball then. Because if you bought all the overruns, now you got to go with another overrun.
And you know that the manufacturer themselves, they're not going to touch it either. They walked away from them.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out who are they going to get, because you know they can't get the same ball because the manufacturer who works for two other major ball factory companies, they're not going to deal with it. They already said they're not going to sell it to them. So I don't know how they're going to do it. Where they're going to get it? Are they going to finally do their own ball? Who knows? I don't know if this thing's going to – I mean, we know it's not going to be the same ball. They already said they're not selling it to them. They don't want to lose the other company, you know, that they're mass producing these golf balls for. So I don't know, man.
All right, short on time here. And as we know, Masters kicks off on Monday, Billy, and this is the most exciting time of the year for any golf fan. This is like the Super Bowl. This is like the World Series of golf. And, you know, I'm just excited. Do you have a favorite in the Masters this year? And by the way, first off, I want to ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Does Tiger Woods play in the Masters?
I say no.
I say no as well.
Yeah, I think with all this I won't call it cover up, but with all this stuff, we haven't decided yet. We haven't done this because they don't want to squash the hopes of the fans. And as long as there's a little hope, you know, people are going to, I got to get it just in case. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that just in case he plays. I mean, the Masters is just the Masters, regardless of Tiger's there. But for somebody that hasn't played so long and has been hurt and everything else, they're still paying way too much attention to Tiger and not the actual people that actually have a legitimate chance of winning.
I'll tell you what, there's some great golfers that's going to be golfing in the Masters.
Yes.
You got Dustin Johnson, who's on the road. You got Jon Rahm, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas. Let's not forget about Phil Mickelson. Let's not forget about Sergio Garcia, who's really trying to get his Masters. Many, many golfers that are going to be there and deserve the attention and the spotlight. Who does Bill the Godfather Quavis pick for the Masters to win it?
If I just have to pick, just to pick, you know, without, you know, picking with my heart, I'm going to say DJ. He's on top of his game. What has he got, like 3 starts, 3 wins?
Yep.
He took off this week, you know, so he could just relax and get his stuff in order and everything. But, I mean, he's on top right now. He's riding.
And you know what? You have a good point. I haven't seen a golfer more mentally prepared in tournaments right now. And he's got his mental game in the game, and that's what counts for DJ. We have seen in the past where his mental game just breaks down, and he is just no good. But I'll tell you what, he's kicked off 2017 the right way, 3 wins, 3 starts, 3 in a row, by the way. Taking the Shell Houston Open off this week. But when it comes to the Masters, I expect him to be just sharp as anything. And you're going to need to be mentally sharp when you golf at Augusta National.
Absolutely. And I think it was smart of him to take off. And, you know, he's going to relax. You know, he found out he's having another baby boy. So he's been winning. He's on top of his game. He got the support of his family. The media is leaving him alone. And, I mean, he's living the good right now. And I wish him the best. I think he's going to have it coming this week.
Now, you know, I have to go different because we both can't have the same person as the winner, right?
Of course.
So I actually have a tie for two favorites.
Okay.
I like the rookie, John Rahm. I like how he kept his composure during match play. I think this guy is just, you know, and looks up to Sergio Garcia, by the way. But what about how about that? What if John Rahm wins the Masters before Sergio Garcia does?
You know what I was thinking? That would be something. And you could, you know, you could always see that Cinderella story.
Absolutely.
It's always. But it's kind of hard because it's like a catch-22. I want to see Jason Day win.
Oh yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
So I mean, that would be good. After, you know, his mother had a successful speed heavy on him, knowing what was going on with his mom. He already committed, and I think he's going to play. And if he gets mentally ready, I think DJ is going to have his hands full. There's a lot of competitors, but my top two is going to be DJ and Jason Day.
My second player is one guy who started off the season strong, but also golfs Augusta National very well. And a lot of times you see him either on page one or page two and always in the hunt. Hideki Matsuyama. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy is on top of his game. He hasn't done very well the last couple weeks, but I'm interested in seeing if he – I don't know if he's in the Shell Houston Open. I didn't look up and see if he was, but those are my two picks.
Yeah, I haven't checked if he's in it, but he's been playing really good golf as well. So, it's going to – I think it's going to be good. It's going to be, it's going to be Masters fashion. I'm looking for the crazy shots. I'm going to be glued to the TV as much as possible. I'm looking for the extra coverage. I think it's going to be great no matter who wins. But, you know, we still got to have our favorites.
The Masters, the best time of the year for golfers. Also, the kickoff to golf season for a lot of golfers out there. So it's going to be one exciting, exciting week, that's for sure. And by the way, a good friend of ours is going under the knife and having some surgery. He's going to be actually at home during the Masters. I want to send out get well wishes and speedy recovery to one Herb McNally.
Yeah, hope he recovers quickly.
All right, we need to head into our first break, and when we come back, Encore Golf, Brett Blakely will be joining us to talk about the Elixir, talking about golf balls, and talking about a company that has done it their own way and not counted on a certain manufacturer. They have engineered their own golf ball and has had some really good success, and they're making a name for themselves. Brett Blakely, join us next here on Biggs Golf Talk.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? ReadyPut. It's the putter cover reinvented. ReadyPut has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. ReadyPut Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with ReadyPut.
For more information about ReadyPut, visit ReadyPut.com. That is ReadyPut.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Dots is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Dots can personalize it for you. Golf Dots conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Dots, visit www.golfdots.com. That's GOLFDOTZ.com. Golf Thoughts is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Thoughts is www.golfthoughts.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your Golf Thoughts. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. As we tee it up on 7, 8, and 9 here, oh man, Billy, you're going to love these golf balls that I'm going about to have you tee off on. And Encore Golf has really tried to just break through and become one of the first independent golf ball companies to really compete with the major brands. And they have done so with the Caliber. They have done so with the Avant. And now they have come out with the new tour ball called the Elixir. And, Billy, I like the name of that new tour ball, don't you?
Oh, yeah, it's a classy name. I know Encore well because when we were down on the show, that's what you talked about. So I remember that well. So it was really good thing. So I the only ones I've actually got to play with, I've actually found some where we play. And I think I told you about it. I actually hit them too far. So they ended up going into the water over the green. I hit it over the green. So, yeah, it had some nice pop to it.
Well, and Billy, PGA Show, you had a chance to meet one of the owners, as a matter of fact, Steve Colton and Brett Blakely, and just a bunch
yes.
of great guys. Their staff was there and everything else, and you know, they were promoting the Elixir out there. They didn't have a booth out there, but they're walking around the show and having meetings and stuff like that, promoting the Elixir. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, the reviews, I mean, this ball was just released not that long ago, and the reviews have really come in, and everything I've seen have been 5 stars. And let me just tell you about the Elixir a little bit. The Elixir is their most advanced ball to date. They built a ball for golfers who are ready to take their game to the next level. They combined a I can't even pronounce this. I got to ask Brett about it when we get to him. It's a form of a rubber core, metal-infused ionomer, mantle, and cast urethane cover to create one of the most exceptional tour balls on the market. Their trifecta of advanced materials provide extraordinary distance spin control and feel off the face of the club. With an 85 compression rating, soft feel around the green, perimeter weighting increasing accuracy and control. Composite core provides maximum velocity and distance. Let's welcome one of the partners of Encore Golf, one of the founding partners of Encore Golf, Brett Blakely, to the program. And Brett, welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Hey, Brett, I got to ask you a question. How did it come up? What made them decide to go with the name The Elixir?
Well, I mean, as you know, I've always had a flair for giving the balls, you know, unique names, hence the Caliber and the Avant. But what I like about it is, you know, it gives our ball an identity and a personality, if you will.
Yes.
You know, each of the names kind of have, it brings some continuity between what the ball does and its performance. You know, the Caliber being the hollow metal core that generates rifle spin. Well, that's a bullet out of, you know, a Caliber. So that's why you got that. The Avant is, you know, forward, forward-thinking, advanced. And that was the Avant. And now the Elixir, I named that because this is truly a lesson in how, you know, elements on their own have no purpose. If you made a ball out of just one of the elements that went into this golf ball, it wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't give you the performance benefit. It is the unique combination of advanced materials and elements and the way that we put them together. You know, the amount of the high-density particles, and where we put those in the golf ball being the perimeter. The polybutadiene, I know that is a hard word to say, trust me. The polybutadiene is another one. You know, we have a unique proprietary chemistry blend for that. And so it for us, we felt like this was almost, you know, this is almost a potion for performance, if you will, where we took all these different ingredients and had them interact with each other in a way that they hadn't been done, that hadn't been done previously, and the result has been utter freaking magic.
It's funny you said like a chemist, you know, mixing the potions and stuff. Because when I first heard the name, the first thing that popped into my head, I'm going to date myself a little bit, was the Bugs Bunny cartoon where the mad professor sitting there throwing all kinds of elixir together.
And stirring it up. Yeah.
Yes, he's stirring up that elixir to make that big boom. And I'm like, I mean, I could see it. You know what I mean? I could see it with the ball.
Yep.
You know, somebody sitting there doing that. And I think it's really catchy. The name definitely sticks in your head.
And by the way,
I
just want to give a big shout out to a listener. And Billy, you and I both have received messages from this listener asking for autographed golf balls and other autographed memorabilia from us. And Ryan Eckler, I just want to say thank you for your support. As a matter of fact, I do have an autographed Encore Elixir golf ball on your way, and I hope you enjoy. I know you're going to display it very nicely. And what about the feedback, Brett? What about the feedback about the Elixir? From all the reviews that I've been seeing, everything's been 5 stars. Any kind of negative feedback at all?
Well, this is where the listeners are probably going to think that I'm, you know, full of hot air. Admittedly, I am one of the founders. Admittedly, you know, part of my job is to tell you every good thing about the products that we're selling and negate the negative thing. I will also tell you that I'm extremely honest, and our PGA Tour rep that we hired that was from Nike before has been doing about 4 months of player testing with guys in the Hall of Fame, multiple major winners, same kind of people that he entrusted to give feedback on products when he was with Nike. And the funny thing is that after the first month of doing the testing, he said, guys, this is unreal, and I've never experienced anything like this in 15 years. I've yet to have one negative comment, and these are the most finicky golfers I could ever bring the product to. Well, it's a few months later, and we still have had not one thing. In fact, Mr. 59, Al Geiberger, is the latest guy who played it just to see what it was like, and he said it's the most complete ball he's ever played. You know, you look at all these other companies that have multiple tour balls, and it's because the holy grail in golf balls is one that can perform off the tee and also perform around the green. And you see all these other companies with balls that are, I won't name names, but each brand has them. They have balls that are way, you know, really nice off the tee, but they aren't as good around the green. There's not that softness, or it's soft around the green, but it's not that good off the tee. No joke, everything from our robotic testing to the TrackMan to the player testing, we truly believe this is the holy grail of golf balls, that we've actually done it because it is a trampoline off the tee. You're going to see hundreds of RPMs lower spin off the driver than the other best balls. You actually get more of a bite, around the greens. The softness is there. In fact, we had somebody tell us the other day they played 9 holes with our ball against, what is considered one of the best balls on the planet, took the other competitor's ball out after 9 and said that it literally felt like a rock after hitting off. So these are things that we're getting on a daily basis, and it's from everybody. So, I mean, it's pretty exciting. Those are the kind of reviews. And, yeah, we haven't heard any negative things. I'm sure we'll get somebody somewhere. You know, we know they're trolls, but we really think that we've done a game changer with this ball.
Well, I don't want you to feel bad, so I'll do the negative review for you. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah, I want to be the number one. So let's just call. You know what? I'll be the bad guy.
And you know what, Billy? I challenge you. I challenge you to find a negative thing about this ball. And I challenge anybody.
I already gave you the negative thing. I hit it too far. It went into the water. That's negative. I don't want to.
Well,
that
wasn't the Elixir though either. That wasn't the Elixir.
No, that was one of your other balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you hit that one too far, then you're definitely going to hit this one too far, because the kind of velocity it generates from that coefficient of restitution created by the high-density particles in the perimeter of that mantle is one of the things that we think is the secret sauce to this ball's performance, and part of the reason that it is exploding off the tee but not hurting the softness around the greens. And that cast urethane cover, you know, we had put a little tweak on that as well, and it's, you know, it's super durable. I mean, everything about it's just beautiful. So we're pretty excited.
How have you found? I mean, I know you say you have some really good players using the ball. How is it with the wedges? Have you found that they're holding up to wedges? Because I know you brought up Nike, and one of the reasons I didn't like playing with Nike balls was because while they were okay, you hit it with a wedge 2 or 3 times, and the cover was shredded, and you're like, oh, God. You know what I mean? You had to use 2-3 balls during a round. Are you finding that the cover on it is withholding with these, you know, tour guys that are smashing this ball?
Yeah, actually it is. And that was one of the things that we were most concerned about, because neither the two previous golf balls, the Avant nor the Caliber, had a urethane cover. And we know that urethane, although it provides tremendous performance benefits, it's also notorious for getting, you know, dug up, and, you know, the wedges can really put a number on it. From everything that we've seen so far, this ball seems extremely durable. I do think it has to do with kind of a second coating of paint that we used and some of the mixes that they put into the urethane cast cover. But it seems to be holding up phenomenally, in fact, a lot better. And a few of the reviews have pointed out just that. It's always interesting hearing, you know, what some golfers are very specific about what was just, you know, so impressive to them. And a lot of it, you know, some of it's the distance, some of it's the bite around the green, it's bite like crazy. We got a lot of feedback that they felt this ball completely holds its head up in the crosswind. But we've had tons of people also write in saying, I can't get over how durable this thing is. You know, one guy said I was playing it, I was on hole 15, hit a cart pass, and thing still wasn't stuck. He said, which I was blown away by, especially after I've been playing a whole round, and it's a urethane cover. So I think people are going to find the durability of it really satisfying.
Awesome.
Now, you have, I mean, since the release of the Elixir, 35 reviews on your website, and these are consumer reviews and verified consumer reviews. There's one that I want to point out, and this is from Stan. And Stan says, had the opportunity to put the Elixir in play today versus the Titleist Pro V1 with his son, who's an accomplished junior golfer. The Elixir performed really well against the number one ball in golf. The Elixir has a little advantage in the distance off the Callaway Epic Sub-Zero driver and feels as good as the Titleist Pro V1 around the green and with the putter. We'll be putting the Elixir in play this weekend's tournament. Big testimonial, big testimonial, and it says a lot about what this ball is doing. And, you know, people are comparing it to the Pro V1, and this is from a consumer. This ain't Encore Golf talking this way.
Right, right. And that's why I say, you know, it's like, I wish that we could just give all our balls away for free so everybody could try them, because, you know, we try and make them affordable so that everyone can enjoy this technology and really what we've done. But this is becoming almost laughable to us internally, how many reviews are coming in that are not just, oh, you know, I thought it was a good ball, or, hey, you guys really did a nice job creating a score ball. You know, it's very similar to other things. No, almost all the reviews are saying, best damn ball I've ever played. This is, you know, they're all comparing it to the best in the world. They're all saying they think it's longer. They think it feels better. They, exactly what I said before. I love that you had that testimonial. I hadn't even seen that one. But like I said, trampoline off the tee, still soft around the green. You know, this is, again, why we consider it the Holy Grail, is because we've got a ball that does it all. It is all built into one. You don't need different generations or different versions of one ball. You know, depending on the course you're playing, this is going to perform for you, whether you're playing a length course, whether you need, you know, bite around it because it's a lot of par threes. It just doesn't matter. It really does. It's going to give you just unbelievable performance in every portion, facet of the game.
Tough question I'm about to ask you. Does the Elixir replace both the Avant and the Calibre, or are you keeping all three models?
No, keeping all three. In fact, we wanted, this is what this company has been building towards for 5 years. We have been aiming at developing a full suite of golf balls, each of which is the best in class for its category. The Calibre is irrefutably the most accurate ball on the USGA conforming list. Great ball for 90 mile per hour swing speeds and lower, great ball for juniors for slower swing speeds. Obviously, then you got the Avant, which is your price point, super soft, low compression. And people were comparing that to a tour ball, even though it wasn't. So that's just best in class. And I think the Elixir, I know the Elixir is the best in class for now premium tour balls. And so from here, it's just going to be continuously seeing where the innovation takes us next. We may come out with a second gen of the Avant, second gen of the Calibre. Of course, we're not going to stop. But the Elixir right now is kind of the end all, be all of development up to this point. And 2017 has been shaping up to be absolutely massive. National TV commercials start airing on Golf Channel April 4th. The deals and players signings that we'll be announcing in the coming months, I think, are kind of going to shock the industry, because we have very much burst out of our caterpillar shell of being an indie, you know, startup to now we're a real player in the game. But the good thing is, anyone who knows us, we've never had the big guy mentality where we're not going to be an acceptable golf company or we're all of a sudden going to think we're too big for our britches. No, we're going to have the same mentality that this is the people's golf company. We want everybody to feel like they're on that ride with us, and it's about to get really exciting, so strap in.
Yep. We just have a couple minutes here, and there's something I really want to point out. Now, they have various things. They have a combo packs. They have apparel available on their website. But there's one thing that I want to point out that you offer that no other golf ball company offers, and I'm a part of this program. It's called a loyalty program. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the loyalty program is great for us, and the customers seem to really enjoy it. It basically allows you to get a point for every dollar that you spend. You get points, you know, accumulated for every dollar you spend. So, you know, we want you to be able to, we know you're going to enjoy the product or the apparel or what have you, and we don't want you to feel like you're just a, you know, a check or a dollar sign to us. So we reward you. We want you to be a part of the family. It gives you special updates. It gives you an opportunity then to use those points against further purchases. I mean, we've had people end up getting, you know, things from our apparel store or a couple dozen boxes that ended up being free because they build up loyalty points. And we think that we're also extremely generous with those. It does not take long for you to get a pretty significant discount in points. You know, you can get $5-$10 off your next purchase from a single order. So we really try and help grow the game that way as well.
Finally, Brett Blakely, how can people find out more information about Encore Golf and become a part of the community with Encore, of Team Encore, and be more with Encore?
Yep, Encore Golf, OncoreGolf.com is our website. We do have international distribution. We have national distribution. So, you know, go to your local pro shop. If they don't carry it, tell them about it. We do expect to, you know, vastly expand our footprint all over the place, especially once this national campaign starts airing April 4th. But online or in a pro shop, we're there.
And we're truly honored that we're a partnership with you and your sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk. So we thank you for that support as well.
You got it. It's awesome to be a part of it. Thanks so much.
Brett, thank you. I know you got to get to a meeting. I know you're short on time, so we'll talk to you later, and we'll have you on, obviously, more here on Biggs Golf Talk as things develop there at Encore Golf.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You know, Billy, you and I have come across many indie golf ball companies, and yeah, a lot of them have fallen wayside, mainly part due of lawsuits from a certain golf ball company out there. And, you know, when you do your own thing and you engineer your own ball and not count on a manufacturer in China or like that, this is the, you reap the rewards, and Encore Golf is certainly doing that by really separating themselves away from everybody else.
Yeah, no, I mean, I give them credit. They, you know, they don't have anybody going after them for any crazy reasons now, and they got something unique. So, and that's the key. How can they say that, you know, you're copying if you got something so unique by throwing in these medical particles and all this other stuff that words that we can't even say to make up this golf ball?
Exactly, exactly. Coming up next is the Golf Life Report. We're going to make the turn, and Billy and I are going to hang out at the halfway house while the Golf Life Report is airing. So we'll be right back right after the Golf Life Report right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
The Spider Divot Tool's revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGOLFTALK to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patented hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. The Golf Life April episode premieres tomorrow on Fox Sports networks across the country. Be sure to check your local listings so you don't miss out. You can also head over to golflife.com and click on the TV schedule tab to see when it airs near you. This episode, we head out on a golf vacation to Las Vegas, Nevada, where we tour two unique golf resorts that are a must-play for any golfer's list. A group of golfers play on a full swing simulator, and we have a fitness tip for your game. Plus, we test a swing tool aimed at helping all golfers feel connection in their swing. You won't want to miss it. Recently, we learned more about a golf GPS watch from Precision Pro Golf. Let's hear more and see if this is a golf product you should look into.
So Precision Pro launched our rangefinders 2 years ago, and we wanted to come out with something that was unique. That wasn't a watch, but was really a band. That was something unique in the market. So we really went off the craze of the Fitbit. So it's the size of a Fitbit, weighs less than 2 ounces, very simple to use. It's a one-click GPS function, turns the GPS on, has 34,000 courses preloaded on it, gives you front, back, middle, gives you all your hazards, gives you a screen, so it gives you all your distance that you need, and has an 8-hour battery, so it's great for 2 rounds of golf. The other idea was we want something that was light, because a lot of people don't like to wear watches or they're too heavy or too bulky. So we came out with something that was really slim, easy to wear, didn't interfere with your glove or your swing. So you can find any of our rangefinders or our GPS golf band products at precisionprogolf.com or at over 800 retail locations in the U.S. and Canada.
As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter at golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports stations. So check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this.
Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is B-U-L-L-Z-I sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
In the folded flag, we see the heavy price of freedom. Nearly 9 out of 10 dependents of America's fallen and disabled soldiers do not qualify for federal scholarship assistance. The Folds of Honor closes that gap, already providing over 10,000 scholarships. Join us in this noble mission. Donate today at foldsofhonor.org. This is your call to duty.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vick, the Golf Father, Bill Quabus, and this is Biggs Golf Talk. And as we teed up on 16, 17, and 18, it's been a while, Billy, since we've had Biggs Product of the Week, but let's do it the right way. It is that time, Billy, for Biggs Product of the Week.
Whoop, whoop. Let's get it done.
This is Biggs Product of the Week. Each week, Big John and the Golf Father select a golf product to feature. Here is Big John Vick and Bill, the Golf Father Quabus, with this week's Product of the Week.
Billy, my Biggs Product of the Week is somebody we had on just a few weeks back. I got some golf shoes called Skechers Go Golf Blade Power, and this unites technology and comfort in a run-inspired design. Features a low-drop midsole for excellent ground feel and a lightweight, water-resistant, breathable upper sole. Dual-density, shock-absorbing midsole, high-performance cushioned insole system, hybrid traction system, outsole featuring replaceable soft spikes, Drylex moisture wicking lining, and foot. These shoes are very comfortable. Now, I have not been out playing a round of golf yet, but I put these things on. I was walking around the house, walking around the front yard, and Billy, I could not believe the support it had. Now, I suffer from, sometimes I have pain from plantar fasciitis. But I'll tell you what, this felt so good, and I felt so comfortable. I hope maybe these are the shoes that might get me walking on the golf course again.
Well, if you didn't have such small feet, I tell you to send them to me. I could break them in for you and then send them back to you during the winter. Because right now, what do you got? Snow? You got that white powder, and it's not called sand where you live. But, yeah, I mean, we saw them at the show,
yep.
And I'm glad you got them. I know we had them on the show recently, too, so it's good that you got them in, and is exactly what you thought they were going to be, or and actually a little more with the support and everything. So that's actually really good, and hopefully you will be able to get back out on that course walking.
I am anticipating I'm playing golf next week, as a matter of fact, because my son's going to be on spring break. His first match will be golf course that I'm going to take him to called Hawthorne Hills. So I'm going to take him there, him and a friend, and I'm going to play a round of golf with him. So crossing my fingers that Mother Nature will cooperate that I play my first round of golf for 2017 next week. And you know what? I got a lot of gadgets I got to test out on the golf course, including the Skechers Go Golf Blade Power Shoe. And I'm looking for, I mean, like I said, I walked around in the yard with them, fit perfect, nice feel. And I just love the support on them. And you know,
did you get the spikeless ones or the spikes?
I got the spikes one. It has the soft spikes on them. You know, because as you know, I have a custom pair of spikeless. So I'm very happy with those.
Okay, cool.
I really needed a really good pair of spike ones because when it rains or it's wet out there, you know, you always like to have that footing.
So absolutely.
Dry conditions, I love using my spikeless ones. Wet conditions or soft conditions, I like to use, you know, spikes. So
Now I'm with you totally. I do the same thing here. I use more spikes during the summer months here because, you know, we get so much rain that, you know, the ground gets soft. So I like using spikes then, but spikeless during, you know, the winter months, fall, stuff like that, when the grass is nice and firm.
And Skechers Golf has really made a name in golf shoes. They have really come up with a lot of styles, including boat golf shoes that people love. So you might want to check them out at www.skechers.com/golf. And Billy, what is your golf product of the week, my friend?
I'm going with the Oscar Pulse.
I remember them. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's what I'm going with. I know it's on OskaWellness.com, OskaWellness.com. Even if you go on their for their review section and stuff like that, which we got to see them at the Torridge media event. All their reviews have been phenomenal. They got, you know, 137 reviews from active paying people. I actually have it on now while we're doing the interview. And I have a bum shoulder, and it actually has been making it more comfortable for me during the daytime and stuff like that. So I actually been using it religiously.
Do you wear it around your back, or do you wear it up on your shoulder blade?
I actually have it up on my shoulder blade, and what I do is I actually put it on three spots. I use it on my shoulder blade, I put it on the outside of my shoulder, and I actually put it on the inside of my chest, inside the, you know, where my shoulder rotates, my rotator cuff.
Yeah.
So I put it inside of there, and, you know, I just alternate the positions. I know they say that it doesn't matter, because as long as you put in that one position, it'll work through it. But what I found originally, when I just kept it in the one spot, that was actually feeling better. So where I was having trouble with my arms, you know, just
right.
You know, rotating it, going around and lifting it above my head, I'm actually able to put it in different positions where I wasn't able to, with a lot less pain. So, you know, like anything, they're saying if you continue to use it, it's going to get better over time. So that's what I'm hoping. But for right now, I've been using it maybe a week and a half. And I when I'm not doing that, it's on. I turn it on, I put it on, I just keep looking for that blue light. So I was surprised. You know, yeah, I was skeptical, because you remember I sat on it since the PGA show. And I was like, you know what, I'm putting this thing on. And I'm going to be able to test it by actually doing it. And I'm surprised, but it actually does help in the pain relief department. And I'm not a pain, you know, I don't take pills for the pain or aspirin. I don't like doing that. So, I mean, this is a different.
But at the same time, you're a big skeptical. I mean, I mean, there's nobody more skeptical about the natural ability or natural foods, natural wellness than you are.
Oh, yeah. I really was skeptical. It stayed in the box since we came back from the show. And I was like, it just one day I was in a lot of pain, and I was like, you know what? Let's put this thing to the test. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean? My shoulder's always bothering me. So I was like, you know what? Let's put it on. And it surprisingly enough, it actually eliminates a lot of the pain. I still have, I mean, mine is deep down. So I'm hoping over more time, it's going to get better and better. But the mobility that I've been getting back in that arm, being able to go further back, being able to go further up with less pain, it is what I'm judging it all about. And that's what it says it does, and that's what it's doing. So I think it's awesome, and that's my product of the week.
OSCA. You can visit their website, www.oskawellness.com. That is OSKA wellness.com. Live a more active, pain-free lifestyle with OSCA Pulse. Begin your recovery. OSCA Pulse is a wearable pain relief device intended to help individuals. So there you go. There is their website, OSKAWellness.com, OSKAWELNESS, OSKAWellness.com. And my product of the week, Skechers Golf Shoes, Go Golf Shoes. Check them out at Skechers.com/golf. All right, Billy, that does it for another great show, man. Good luck on the Masters, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Bull's Eye Sports. You want to talk about fashion and design? You must check them out. Brand new sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk, BullsEyeSports.net. That's BullsEye, the letter I, sports.net. Ready putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk. It's Saturday morning.